The other piece that we're doing, our INSD detention campaign has been in existence long before September 11th because the policies that really have targeted immigrants have been around long before September 11th. A lot of these policies really began in 1996 with the anti-terrorist laws and the illegal immigration reform and responsibility act of 1996. And so since that time, we saw the INS detention population increase about 1,000% over a period of 3 to 4 years. That makes immigrants the largest growing portion of the prison population in the United States. And so since September 11th, what we've done is we've stepped up our detention, anti-detention campaign. We've been visiting regularly to about 30 and or more growing number of detainees at Passaic County Jail in New Jersey, which is one of the main facilities in the area holding post-September 11 detainees. The three major facilities are Passaic County Jail, Hudson County Jail, and MDC, which is Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. So we've been visiting folks regularly. We've been advocating on individual cases, but we've also been doing education. We've been doing media work where we can, and we're launching a larger campaign with certain demands to get the issue more public and to basically call for a repeal and the end of detention and a repeal of the Patriot Act. And so this Monday, on Martin Luther King Day, January 21st, we'll be organizing an action that'll begin at Union Square Park at 12 noon and then head out to Passaic County Jail in New Jersey. We'll be gathering at 12 o'clock in Union Square Park. There'll be a press conference at 12:30, and then we're going to load buses to take folks out to Passaic County Jail. And we'll be back in the city by about 4 or 5 p.m. The action is being organized by DRUM, along with the Coalition for the Human Rights of Immigrants and the Prison Moratorium Project.
Oh, thanks a lot. And we really encourage everybody to go and attend the march.